Welcome to Essence, your weekly dose of Essence magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I am reading articles from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence magazine. Some of the articles I will be reading are from Essence Online. Black women are making space for joy, one Lego brick at a time. In a world that demands constant perfection and labor, these ladies are finding a personal utopia and wellness in the tactile world of Lego building. Loss and new life. 1 year after losing her beloved dad, Love is Blind alum Lauren Speed Hamilton holds his memory close as she gets ready to welcome her first child. From Essence Online, 12th grader Kamira Johnson's doodle celebrating black hair wins Google's national contest. Johnson's viral artwork celebrating black hair culture earned her $55,000 scholarship and a feature on the world's most famous homepage. Our first article is, Black Women Are Making Space for Joy, One Lego Brick at a Time, by Elizabeth Ayula. May 7, 2026. Sponsored by the Lego Group. Being both Black and a woman is an ethereal experience. But at times, it can also feel like a constant battle to justify your existence. As one of the most marginalized groups, Black women are often too deprived of simple joys everyone deserves: liberation, freedom, and play. In the midst of trying to survive the pressures of late-stage capitalism, racial disparities, gender discrimination, shrinking villages, and digital culture, play can easily become an afterthought. That's exactly the tension the Lego Group aims to address through its Keep Playing, See What Happens campaign, which encourages all of us to reclaim play as an essential part of everyday life. Some Black women are already doing this and have discovered a portal to their own personal utopia through Lego bricks. In recent times, we've seen a few Black celebrity women showcase their Lego creations, including singer Chloe Bailey building a grand piano and WNBA star Alicia Gray constructing a Marvel Captain America shield. TikTok also has a budding community of Black female Lego builders, showcasing their work and building solid connections along the way. These celebrities and everyday people who find an escape through Lego bricks are showing the powerful things that can happen when you immerse yourself in play. Keep Playing, See What Happens amplifies the importance of making room for joy rather than leaving it as an afterthought. The campaign reframes play as a tool for creativity, release, and connection. In a time when the world is becoming increasingly difficult for Black women to exist in, play is being used as a form of resistance. Black women have found an oasis in building with Lego bricks, escaping to them for play and rest. Exploring roadblocks to Black women and play. As one of the most overworked and underpaid groups in society, Black women face one of the largest wage gaps. In 2022, for example, Black women with earnings were paid 66.5 cents for every dollar paid to white men. In recent years, Black women have been impacted by mass unemployment, leaving many financially vulnerable. In 2025, Black women's employment rate fell to 55.7%, one of the highest one-year declines in the past 25 years, according to an Economic Policy Institute article. These socioeconomic challenges, compounded with systemic racism and gender discrimination, can create a pressure cooker environment for Black women, causing them to suppress the playful aspects of themselves. There's always been questions about our humanity and our wholeness and our sense of belonging. And so I think that we've had to move the needle forward, says Yolanda Hester, a public historian, writer, and co-founder of Frameworks and Narratives. Due to living in a society that has a racial order, the solemnity with which Black women can sometimes carry themselves is a byproduct. We've often had to open doors or kick down the doors, she adds. we've often had to take ourselves very seriously. Brittany Bennett, a 36-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina, works in corporate America and is also the first daughter in her family. Because of the pressures of both roles, Bennett believes she has to show up earnestly and exceptionally. I feel like a lot of the time there isn't any room for a joke. There isn't any room for play. There isn't room for me to be more human in that corporate space where I feel like other people, they get an option. And I'm still also very cognizant of that. I'm a Black woman in this space and truly don't feel like I can afford to make mistakes that I think other people can. Bennett describes something many Black women struggle with, the pressure to show up perfectly, especially in places where they're the minority. These perfectionist tendencies can be rooted in the desire to be humanized and accepted within a society that often does neither. That said, studies have shown that socially prescribed perfectionism can negatively impact life satisfaction. According to an article on perfectionism and racial identity published in the Intergenerational Journal of Psychology. If you're wondering about the driver of this perfectionism, a study published in Psychology of Women Quarterly of 36 Black high-achieving undergraduate women in predominantly white schools showed that Black women's perfectionism stems from trying to achieve success within a racist and sexist society. All of this pressure to be serious, exceptional, and show up perfectly can create tension, which we know can have adverse effects on our health. Black women face disproportionate levels of chronic stress and report higher levels of psychological stress than white women, according to a 2022 article published in the National Library of Medicine. These circumstances aren't grounds for pity, but instead remind us of the importance of intentionally integrating joy into our lives. These realities also explain why reclaiming play, often dismissed as trivial, is deeply necessary. Campaigns like Keep Playing, See What Happens, also position play as a meaningful response to these pressures. For Janelle Robinson, an engineer in Houston, Texas, she says that despite the hurdles, she makes creation a priority. "I've been doing engineering things since I was in elementary school," she says. "And in that sense, be it through games online or through playing with Lego bricks, it's part of who I am." Play as resistance. One antidote to the stress of day-to-day life is recreation. Hester says it's crucial that Black women make room for play, joy, and being in the moment to support their overall well-being. "I think those moments remind you to take care of yourself," she says. "I think that can aid in Black women being much healthier." Play can be used as resistance for Black women and as a tool for empowerment. "I think that joy, especially in the context of our histories, is always an act of resistance," Hester notes. "And I think for many women, play is a wonderful way to engage and sort of express joy." In Tricia Hersey's manifesto, Rest is Resistance, she reframes a respite as a political act against capitalism and white supremacy, arguing that constant productivity is a tool of oppression. Through her work, the author, activist, and artist also echoes sentiments about the importance of play as a form of liberation from overbearing systems in which Black women operate. For some, play is truly rest, as Hester corroborates. Lego building has provided the perfect escapism for the seriousness of daily life and creates a safe space for Bennett and other Black women to play. As the Lego group's Keep Playing, See What Happens campaign underscores, Lego bricks can be a tangible way to break free from mundane routines, spark imagination, and explore beyond the confines of adult-related responsibilities. "Something like building with Lego sets creates a bit of whimsy in my life," she explains. "It creates something in my life that isn't so rigid," she says, adding that it enables her the space to revert to analog living since she relies on the instructional manual. "I put on a good movie and build, and I quite literally feels like I'm a child again," she says. "I'm having a good time, like what I would be doing when I was 10. Another way play can serve as a form of resistance for Black women is when it is used as a portal to imagination, a necessary tool for thriving in our current society. Much of the progress we've seen in radical equality and women's rights was first formed in someone's imagination. Robin D.G. Kelly explores this concept in his work Freedom Dreams, The Black Radical Imagination, and so does author Audre Lorde in Sister Outsider. This is the meaning behind the language of the current LEGO campaign slogan, Keep Playing, See What Happens. There's something about keeping our imagination active, which allows us to keep envisioning what true freedom of liberation can look like, Hester says. Keeping that creative imagination active is also part of play. Tactile play as a form of wellness. The modern wellness movement became more visible during COVID-19 pandemic, with many of us not having the distractions that come with a 40-plus hour in-office work week. We began zeroing in on our holistic health. The pandemic also provided an opportunity for people to rediscover play and explore new or abandoned interests. According to a 2023 Rutgers study, many people coped with pandemic-related stress by engaging in hands-on hobbies like gardening, cooking, and reading. Where were Black women in the midst of this wellness movement? Some were busy rediscovering Lego brick play. Tactile, creative play like Lego brick building can support mindfulness and emotional well-being for many. Robinson started building with Lego bricks in middle school, but paused for a while. Soon, her focus became her studies and earning her engineering degree in college. She rediscovered Lego in 2021 during the pandemic. It relaxes me. I like the ability to move my hands and not just sit and watch TV. To date, Robinson has built 50 Lego brick creations, and 23 others are still boxed and in the queue. She was drawn to the botanical sets since she has cats. Keeping real plants has proven to be difficult. Bennett got into building with Lego bricks around 2024, and like Robinson, the botanical collection drew her in. She started with a 200-piece set and found the assembly process to be zen. From there, I was like, this is therapeutic. This is fun. This feels whimsical. This feels childlike, which are things that I want to incorporate more in my life because I work in a corporate America, she says. The challenge it brings also helps her tap into inner child work. Her collection consists of about 20 Lego sets to date. Play also promotes creativity, which is strongly linked to wellness. Erica Dean, a senior tech consultant, started building with Lego bricks as a child but stopped because of the cost. She picked the hobby back up around age 40, starting with floral arrangements. Dean also relishes working on the Lego Animal Crossings series. It makes me feel creative, she says. I mean, my job is pretty technical, so lately I've had some opportunities to be a bit more creative. Building with Lego bricks is innovative in a way that it's fun. It's colorful and there's no expectation. When asked what words she uses to describe her relationship with play as a Black woman these days, Dean says, stress-free and freedom. These are two things every Black woman deserves to feel and can rediscover through the power of play. These voices, alongside a campaign like Keep Playing, See What Happens, reminds us that play isn't something we outgrow. It's something we can always return to, one brick at a time. You are listening to Essence with Sharice Stevens on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Love, loss, and new life. As Love is Blind alum Lauren Speed Hamilton prepares for motherhood and the one-year anniversary of her father's passing, she reflects on holding space for both joy and grief during the holiday season. By Brandy Victorian. Last Christmas Eve, Lauren Speed Hamilton and her family were gathered in her Atlanta home watching Netflix special Jamie Foxx, What Had Happened Was. Her father, Bill Speed, began to get emotional. He turned to me and said, Wow, this is making me think about my life and you guys and my legacy and what I'm leaving. I love you guys. Speed Hamilton recalls of what had been a heartwarming evening. We went up to his bedroom when it was time for bed, and I said, "Good night, Dad. I love you. See you tomorrow for Christmas." When the Love is Blind star came downstairs at around 8:30 the next morning and noticed that her dad, typically an early riser, hadn't woken yet, she immediately got a drop in the pit of my stomach. She says, Speed Hamilton decided to make a smoothie. She hoped the sound of the blender would rouse her father, known as Papa Speed to the fans of the Netflix reality dating show on which the 38-year-old met her husband, Cameron Hamilton, 7 years ago. When it didn't, she went to check on him. He had died overnight. Oh my God, Dad will never get a chance to see me pregnant, Speed Hamilton recalls telling her mother that day. I was heartbroken because he couldn't wait to be a granddad. At the time, the Hamiltons, who were in the midst of an in vitro fertilization IVF cycle, weren't certain of their future as parents. The couple, who wed on November 16, 2018, day 38 of the Love is Blind relationship experiment, first began trying to have a baby in January 2021. After a year of attempting unsuccessfully to conceive, Speed Hamilton talked to her doctor, who referred her to a fertility specialist. It was recommended that the couple try intrauterine insemination, or IUI, placing Hamilton's concentrated sperm directly into her uterus. The two implantations were unsuccessful. The third resulted in a miscarriage. After being diagnosed with unexplained infertility, the couple proceeded with IVF, which involved fertilizing the egg outside of the body. That treatment was also unsuccessful. 3.5 years into their fertility journey, Speed Hamilton, who had previously been told she had fibroids, yet was advised by white medical professionals that they'd have no bearing on her ability to get pregnant, decided to seek out a black OBGYN, Jackie Walters, of the Bravo series Married to Medicine. Walters referred her to a black fertility specialist, whom Speed Hamilton began another round of IVF. She also had her fibroids removed. Her first implantation following the removal was a success. The pregnancy was both an answered prayer and an early Christmas wish come true for the mother-to-be, who spoke to Essence while 32 weeks along expecting a boy. I just remember praying, and this may be selfish, but I was like, God, please let me be pregnant so I have a new memory for Christmas next year. Speed Hamilton recalls she also made a bit of a deal with her father. When I visited my dad's grave, I told him, look, if you're going to check out of here, it's only fair that you send down your grandchild. I honestly feel like my dad had something to do with it, she says of her pregnancy. This was his exchange. She describes the time between her father's death and the conception of her son as grieving with an asterisk. I like to say that because I had to remember that I'm preparing my body to receive life, she explains. So as much as I would like to be balled up in a corner, crying for hours a day, I knew what that would do to my body and my nervous system. Speed Hamilton's therapist had also encouraged her to shift her perspective from sadness over the milestones her dad won't be physically present for, to gratitude for the ones that he was. My dad taught me so much, and we had so much fun, she says. Those are memories that I want to share with my child and recreate those moments with him. This past June was the TV personality's first Father's Day without her dad, and her husband's first as a father-to-be. Cam was really great in allowing me to feel that grief and not be like, wait, it's my day, she recalls. She spent a portion of the day journaling and visiting her father's grave for a talk. One of the things that I miss the most is the conversations we had, she says, adding that she often writes her dad letters and that she used to text his number before service was cut. For her husband's first Father's Day, she celebrated him with a treasure hunt that involved going to an arcade and watching his favorite 80s and 90s movies, allowing him to relive his childhood before stepping into the realities of fatherhood. Their son is due in early October, so she hasn't yet had time to think about holiday plans, but she's certain she wants to start a Christmas tradition to honor her father. Instead of being like, this is the day that Daddy died, it's like, How can we change this day into a celebration of my dad's life? She says. As she looks ahead to motherhood, Speed Hamilton shares that her son will carry her father's name in some way, and in turn, the family legacy. I'm just excited to watch this little human being grow and hopefully contribute to the world in a beautiful way, she says. I think about my dad and that word legacy and watching that continue from him to me and now to my son. I hope he has a little sliver of my dad's personality somewhere in there. 12th grader Kamira Johnson's doodle celebrating black hair wins Google's national contest by Elizabeth Ayula. Black girl magic strikes again. Kamira Johnson has been announced as this year's Doodle for Google winner. The 12th grader from Washington was awarded a $55,000 college scholarship and a $50,000 technology package, setting her up for success as she closes out her senior year. The theme for the 2025-2026 contest was My Superpower Is, and Johnson decided to make black hair the focal point with her artwork, titled Hair Power, The Crown That Grows From Us. The teen appeared on Today, where they exclusively revealed she was the winner of the contest. Super excited, super glad my artwork could meet this many people, because that's a crazy amount of people that are going to see it. When asked what inspired Johnson to use her hair for the prompt, she said, "A lot of things, just being black growing up with a lot of pride in my hair. I say the biggest inspiration, however, is my mom. When I was a little kid, I'd go to preschool and every single week I'd have a new hairstyle, whether it was braids, Afro puffs, etc. And she just really taught me to love my hair, my culture, love who I am." Johnson revealed she'd be using the scholarship money to attend New York University, which she states has been her dream school since she was 11. She'll be studying studio art and double majoring in economics during her time there. When it comes to what she wants for those who see her Google Doodle to take away from it, she says, "For a little black girl who was once like me, to look at this and feel inspired, or really for anybody to look at this and feel inspired to live in their own skin, express themselves, and be who they are." Back in April, when Johnson reflected on why she chose black hair as her subject, she said, "My superpower is my hair and the family history it carries. Each texture and style holds culture, care, and survival passed down without words. Lying in the grass, our crowns rest without weakening. This kinky hair refuses conformity. It makes us different. Shaped by our lineage, our hair is undeniably beautiful." The Doodle for Google contest is a platform for young artists, inviting thousands of K-12 students to redesign the company's iconic homepage logo. The competition encourages creativity while also giving students the opportunity to explore their voice and perspective. Congratulations to Johnson. We're excited to see where her talents take her. You have been listening to Essence with readings from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence Magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a great day.